Good afternoon. You're listening to Verum Sports on your Saturday afternoon. Of course you are. Regular listeners, of course, know that it has been amazing to follow the fortunes of the Hertfordshire Saracens Mavericks netball team. And we've come to the final game of the regular season. Today, we're going to unpack that. An awesome victory for them last week means a victory today, and it's nail-biting. Can't be controlled, but playoff dreams are distinctly possible. Exciting end to the season. It's a culmination of a lot of hard work, and I welcome back to the show their hard-working director of netball and head coach, Kat Ratnapala. Kat, how you doing? How you feeling?
Ready for this game. Absolutely. You've summed it up perfectly even there. It's been a bit of a feels very quick season, to be honest, but I can't believe we're here at the final kind of end of the round, if you like, and obviously teams are preparing. Only one team can prepare for semi-finals and everything else. We've got, as you say, four teams on very similar points. It is all to play for today. We're taking on Strathclyde Sirens at home and at Hatfield. But, you know, even with a win, if the other results don't go our way, then unfortunately it doesn't mean playoffs for us. It's so, so tight, and I think the tightest that we've ever known it to be within the Super League, in that top four kind of place for playoffs and semi-finals, and then obviously going on to finals. So all to play for us. We can only do the controllables and absolutely take care of ourselves. Classic cliche, but it's absolutely true. We can just go out, and we need to do a job on Sirens. They aren't an easy task, and they played Wasps last week and had a really close game. So the first quarter when we played them last time, they beat us by one, and then we won the game overall. I think we took about 30 goals off them. So they are a decent squad, and they are obviously looking to build from the Scottish perspective for World Cups coming up in July. So they have all to play for as well, and obviously wanting to pull on a Scottish dress is important to them. So no doubt it's not going to be an easy feat, but we're looking forward to it.
I'm sure the girls are. Historically, Strathclyde have been a little bit of a metaphorical banana skin. It would be poetic today if that proved to be the other way. Obviously, only time will tell, and we'll unpack that. Just before we do so, Kat, I want to just take a deep breath and see the biggest picture objectively, because obviously nerves for the Mavs, but everything to play for going into this awesome end of season, final game of the campaign. Now, from an objective perspective, how exciting is it, and just how good is it for your sport that there is this proof in the pudding of just how very competitive, how high the quality is of this Vitality Netball Super League when we get to this end of season, and quite literally, there is so much on the line.
Absolutely. I mean, they joked about the end of the last game of the season being all played at the same time. So it's, you know, if it is really tight, then it will be really, you know, crunch, and no one being able to work out what everyone else is doing. It will literally come down to the last game. And it has, you know, for four teams, only Wasps have secured their semi-final place. The other four of us are battling it out for three spots. So it is literally down to this last game where we need to win, other teams need to lose, and then we're in. But we could come second, third, fourth, or fifth, depending on results today. So it is real crunch time. It is, you know, we're at the moment, I'm having a real hard look at ourselves of through the season, but there's still a job to do today. So it's definitely not done and dusted as of yet, but unfortunately, it is a little bit out of our hands in the fact that even if we win, as I say, we're still relying on other results to swing our way.
I'm sure, as you rightly say, everything's kicking off 6 p.m. today. They all start at the same time. I'm sure post the game today, whatever the result, particularly with the W, there'll be a lot of people eagle-eyed over Twitter to find out what's happening.
Yeah, absolutely. We had that a couple of weeks ago when Bath played Thunder, and Bath beat Thunder. But we were talking about, you know, whether the players were allowed to have their phones on the bench and everything else. And I said, absolutely not. We've still got a game to play. It will very much be the same today. We've still got a job to do today. And then we will decide, you know, and then we will hear, obviously, the other results and then go from there. So, absolutely. It is all about us. The focus is definitely on us and doing a performance. performance. And I'm hoping that the majority of players will be wanting to stick around for next year and build on this performance that we've had this year, because there have been some fantastic standout performances individually and as a unit in both ends. And I'm excited to continue to build that. Just this week, I was saying to Camilla, my assistant coach, I don't want it to end. I don't want it to end. It's been such a roller coaster season. The players are doing what we need them to do, and the training has been stepping up, and they have been delivering. So I don't really want it to end. So I'm forever hopeful and forever the optimist. But we'll see.
Likewise, as there is so much to unpack, and as you've explained, and as you live and indeed breathe, as I believe also do the players, there are things that can get distracting. This is supremely exciting, nerve-wracking as it is. Ultimately, though, what can you do? You can only control the controllables. Without a win today, it all becomes neither here nor there. And again, coming back to getting it done, that's precisely what you have done as a team over the last 2 or 3 weeks to keep this dream alive. Massive, massive results last time out against Seven Stars. And I tell you what, it was tight going into that last quarter. Once again, a reflection of the spirit of the girls delivering in what the Yanks call the clutch.
Yeah, absolutely. And making changes as well going into that final quarter. It was important that I give players the opportunity, and I made a few changes in that game, but rightly so. I think it's important that they understand that if they're not doing their job on court, they need to make way for somebody else. But similarly, if they're not doing a job, I need to make way, and then we need to put somebody else on. So it is making sure that the players stick to game plan, that they are listening, that they are working with their units, and they're not just going off on their own little merry jaunt on court. So it's important that everybody is accountable and responsible for the performance. And I think that final quarter, we absolutely showed up. And I said to the girls, that's what we need to do from the start of the game, not just when, necks are on the line or anything else. I am really pleased with the fact that we are able to stand up and deliver in the performances against Bath and then Seven Stars, as you mentioned recently. They've been real stand-up performances where I have needed players to step up and deliver, and they have done that. So I absolutely, truly do believe that we are moving in the right direction, not just on court of what we're delivering on court, but actually mentally, physically, all of those compartments, if you like, of being an athlete, a true professional athlete, all of that is coming together and it is clicking. So I'm excited for today, and I'm excited for the future of Mavericks.
And that future still potentially could culminate in Championes. Let's not lose sight of that. A win today, again, we've unpacked it. We understand full well that there are things that simply cannot be controlled. But as you say, because of the good results, when they have been good for the Mavs, they've been marvellous. And I believe statistically, your goal difference is superior to both Team Bath and Loughborough Lightning ahead of you. We've explained and analysed just how competitive this league is. Team Bath in front of their home faithful today take on bottom place London Pulse. London Pulse will want to show up and end the season positively and, perhaps take Bath out of this equation. Again, looking down, your old rivals, two-time champs, but with lots of connections. Surrey Storm host Manchester Thunder today. Surrey Storm in eighth. It wouldn't be a shock should they get a result. There are so many things to be done, so much to be said. Again, a win today for the Mavs, and I tell you what, it really is possible.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. It really can't be, taken for chance in a way. Unfortunately, our fate is by other people having a slip up and there being some shocks in the league. But you can't take anything for chance in this league. And it really has been tight. And I think the only real game that we can kind of look back on and say we needed to deliver on, we needed to beat a top four team in the second round of playing them. And obviously we lost to Pulse. Pulse only lost to Bath by 4 goals last time they played them. So, yeah, absolutely, it's all still to play for. And we're just focusing on ourselves today. We're going to be making sure that we bring a big performance and a good performance to our home fans that have been with us throughout the season and followed us to lots of different venues this year. And, you know, we want to make them proud. We want to make ourselves proud. And as I say, we want to build it on a performance that we can continue to work on in the next year or so.
Kat, I've got to tell you, I'm ever the optimist. Until it's done, it's done. I'm sure the girls are going to deliver today. I genuinely believe that. And as I say, I beyond that, who knows? One thing I would like to say, really sincerely, it has been amazing to chat to you all season. It's been great to get to know the Mavs' development over the last couple of three seasons. And I just value the culture that's there. I'm going to be biting my nails this afternoon for you. And I just wish everybody all the very best for today. I know they're going to just do what they can do, and that's control the controllables. I'm convinced that's going to yield a win today. And then time will tell. Irrespective of all the above, I want to say a massive thank you. I want to extend the big best wishes, and I look forward to talking to you again next week, where we will discover what had happened.
Lovely. Thank you so much, Tony, and thanks again for all of your support throughout the season and to all the listeners.
Honestly, you're a star, Kat. I really wish you guys well today. Best of luck.
Thanks so much, Tony.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.